How far can you carry this? Written by the lion in my bed and read by Chestnut Philly. Originally posted on Tumblr for an ask meme, where Crocodile asked, if I'm not too late for the meme, and if you're in the mood, quote, driving for many hours through the mountains, unquote, for Aelwing, or, quote, how far can you carry this, unquote, if the other prompt is blah. They make mountains upon the beach from sand and pebbles, because all Eärendil's memories are of cold and pale walls of stone, and walking forever and ever. When Aelwing thinks of home, it is dark forests and damp loam beneath her feet, and running and stopping and hiding and running again, like rabbits. She makes the best trees she can with seaweed and driftwood. Eärendil says it doesn't look much like a forest, and she says, what do you know? And picks up the slimiest piece of seaweed and hurls it at his head. They fight, a little, and trample his mountains and her trees into the dirt, and have to start all over again. Eärendil presses white shells into the walls of his citadel. He builds one central tower, carefully reinforcing the sand with sticks, because he's a Noldo. Aelwing suppresses the urge to knock it down, and worms her fingers deep into the ground to dig out the thousand caves. She finds pebbles, washed jewel-bright by the surf, and buries them down there with her mother and father. In the tide pools of the estuary, there are tiny, muddy crabs, and they snatch them up barehanded to populate their cities. Together they dig a deep channel, grit pressing up beneath their fingernails, and call it Sirion. Eventually, Eärendil's mother comes down to watch them. She kneels in the dirt, getting her skirts all wet and gritty, and points at how they might make their walls stronger, or how if they dug deeper here and here. Aelwing looks at the sand squishing between her toes and ignores her. The light begins to die, and the shush of the sea grows loud. It's time for your dinner, my love, says Eärendil's mother. And yours too, I think, your majesty. Shall we walk back together? It's not a question. Aelwing doesn't want to, but she realizes she's hungry and her feet are getting cold. She doesn't look at Eärendil's mother, but she lets her take her hand and lead her back towards the havens. Behind them, in Beleriand, the crabs all wander to and fro. And then the tide comes in. This has been How Far Can You Carry This? Written by The Lion in My Bed and read by Chestnut Philly. You can find it at The Lion in My Bed's Tumblr. This is an extremely long URL, so I'm going to give it to you this way. It's thelionandmybed.tumblr.com/16449334812, and then another slash, and then the words, if I'm not too late for the meme, and if you're in, and don't use any apostrophes in that, and hyphenate between each word. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, that's, I guess, slightly easier to find. I'm on AO3 as Chestnut_Philly. Thank you very much for listening.